This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Foreign nationals are being evacuated from China as the official death toll from the new coronavirus stands at 132, with confirmed Chinese virus cases nearing 6,000. It is a number already higher than the China-sourced SARS virus in 2002 and 2003, which took some 800 lives. A plane load of Americans has arrived in Anchorage, Alaska from Wuhan, the center of the new epidemic. The AP's Charles Oledesma has a report.
A manager at the Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport says after screening, the passengers from China will be put back on the plane and sent on to their final destination. The manager didn't know how long it would take beyond hours. The passengers are being isolated in the airport's international terminal, which lies mostly dormant in the winter months. This terminal is not connected to the larger and heavily used domestic flights terminal, and each has separate ventilation systems. I'm Charles Oledesma.
Dr. Michael Bernstein is the chief medical officer for the Providence Medical Group in Alaska. He is in Anchorage.
We've worked primarily with the Department of Health. They advised us of the flight that would be coming in from Wuhan, that the patients would be, or the passengers would be screened prior to boarding, but screened again. And if any are found to be ill in Anchorage, there may be a need to hospitalize them in Anchorage. So we're prepared to handle patients with highly infectious diseases.
A flight of Japanese evacuees from China arrived in Tokyo with four passengers who had coughs and fever. Two have been diagnosed with pneumonia. A UNICEF shipment of respiratory masks and protective suits for health workers landed in Shanghai today to support China's response to the new coronavirus outbreak. Executive Director Henrietta Fore says, quote, "This coronavirus is spreading at a breakneck speed, and it's important to put all the necessary resources into halting it." From Washington, this is VOA News. There is disturbing news in the investigation of the helicopter crash that killed former American basketball great Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and five others. AP correspondent Mark Greisinger has a report.
Federal investigators say the helicopter that crashed Sunday, killing Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter Gigi, and seven others, did not have the Terrain Awareness and Warning System, known as TAWS. NTSB member Jennifer Homendy told reporters in 2004 her agency recommended that the FAA make TAWS mandatory on all rotor-powered aircraft seating six or more people, but the FAA did not act.
TAWS could have helped to provide information to the pilot on what terrain the pilot was flying in.
The helicopter crashed into a fog-shrouded mountain. I'm Mike Rossia.
Members of the U.S. Senate will spend much of this day here in Washington posing questions to the two sides in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. Democrats want him removed from office on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. His impeachment attorneys insist Mr. Trump has done nothing wrong. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
Danger. Danger. Danger.
Jay Sekulow says kicking the president out on these charges would set a horrible precedent, saying Democrats want him gone only because they don't like his policies. He's also swiping at former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton, whose unpublished book is said to contradict a key defense argument. He writes the president wanted to keep aid from Ukraine until it agreed to investigate Joe Biden.
It is not a game of leaks and unsourced manuscripts.
Bolton has offered to testify, but Republicans are resisting hauling him or other witnesses. Some senators back issuing a subpoena for the manuscript so they can see it for themselves, but only in a secure room, which top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer calls absurd.
It's a book. There's no need for it to be read in the skiff unless you want to hide something.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Later this week will come a crucial Senate decision on whether to allow witnesses to be called, something Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, in lockstep with the White House, wants to avoid. But he admits that so far he does not have the votes to block it. American officials report that the bodies of two pilots in Monday's military plane crash in Ghazni province, Afghanistan, have been recovered. It is still unclear why the plane went down in the Taliban-controlled district, but Washington argues it was not shot down, as the Taliban and Iranian media have claimed. It is hoped the flight recorder, which has also been found, will provide clues on what caused the crash. More news at voanews.com, our website online. Gene Randall, VOA News.